Okay, again, welcome to Scripts and Prospecting. This is Julie Harris. The point of prospecting is simply creating new leads at will. That is what prospecting is. Some of you have many heart attacks when I say the word prospecting, but what it means is creating new opportunity at will, not waiting around for it, not lucking into it. So again, today we're going to be doing the expired script. Expireds are near and dear to my heart. I could tell you millions of stories about why I love expireds. Some of our best listings ever, some of our best listing inventory ever came from expireds. And you got to remember, too, guys, that there are varieties of expireds. So in your notes, and I will take questions over the webinar as we get going here. I'll make sure that we have time at the end for that. In your notes, I want you to recognize that we have what I call fresh expireds. Those are listings that expired in most of your cases at midnight this morning. And those are literally fresh expireds. They expired today. Your job is to call all fresh expireds that you can get your hands on every day. If you can't find phone numbers, that's fantastic. You know why? Because no other realtor can find those phone numbers either, and that means you've got to go door knock the best ones. So if I have, let's say, typically, you know, at the change of the month, usually you can have, most of you guys live in civilization, and some of you have as many as 100, 200, 300 expireds when the months change. So let's set that aside for a second. Your typical day for most of you is between 10 and 50 expireds, depending on the size of your marketplace. So if you've got between 10 and 50 expireds, first thing you're going to do is see how many phone numbers you can get using either Lead Senders, Expired Magic, or Red X, theredx.com, I believe is their website. Each of these companies is roughly $50 a month. You can partner with your broker or another agent, get your title company to pay for it, whatever. Actually, you probably can't do that anymore under the new laws. We used to be able to do that. Point is, that's a small price to shell out per month. I'll spend $50 all day long if I'm going to make $5,000 a month. That's a really good return on your money, guys. So I don't want to hear any whining about, oh, I can't afford $50 a month. The only reason you can't afford it is if you don't use it. Then it's a waste of money. Assuming that you are committed to expireds and you will be using, you know, the Red X, Expired Magic, or Lead Senders, it's like the cheapest thing you could possibly imagine because it works. So job one, every day, you're going to see what phone numbers you have for the expireds that your hot sheet spits out for you. You're going to log on to Lead Senders, or they will send you an email. They'll say, these are the following properties that expired today. Here are the phone numbers. You immediately, and I mean immediately, as soon as humanly possible, without being illegal. Most of you have rules in your city that say you cannot call before 8 a.m. or after 9 p.m. or some variation. Make sure that you know what your laws are. I am on the record telling you to figure it out. And, you know, I'm not an attorney, neither are you, so keep yourself out of legal hot water. There is all of my disclosures. Okay, so moving on, you will have, let's say, 50 to 70% phone number capture. So if you got 20 expireds today, you're going to have anywhere between 5 and 15 phone numbers. Don't worry about not getting 100% of the phone numbers. That's just a stupid excuse. Get that out of your head. Concentrate on the ones you do have phone numbers for. Next, I want you to not cherry pick, okay? Don't spend hours researching, oh, I wonder what's happening with this expired. How long has it been expired for? Gosh, do I know the listing agent? Have I ever been in that house? I don't care about any of that. Doesn't matter. It's a huge waste of time. All you care is that it expired. It's in the zip codes that you asked those systems for, so we know it's in your market. And you have a phone number. That's it. I don't care the price range. I don't care the history. I don't care about any of that. None of that matters until you have somebody on the phone. So my analytical friends out there, and you know who you are, stop spending hours researching it, getting ready to get started to possibly feel like calling them if it meets your criteria. That's goofy. Huge waste of time. So here's the rule. If it's expired, they'll talk to you. They have to sell. You have to get the appointment. That's all I care about. I really care about the history. Some of you guys only prospect non-short sale expireds. What are you thinking? Okay? If it's a short sale, they'll let you price it right, and we know they have to sell. I would do those first. Some of you We'll only prospect in certain price ranges that you're real nice and comfortable in. I don't even look at the price if I'm calling expireds. I don't care if it's $10 million. I don't care if it's $10,000. I can decide later if I want it or I don't want it. I can decide later if I'm going to refer it to another agent, right? So use your head. Be efficient. So now you're going to call through that list using your script, which we're going to do in a second. And your mission is not just to go on a fact-finding mission, although for some of you, if that makes you more comfortable and it takes you several calls, that's okay in the beginning till you get more comfortable. Ideally, your mission here is to set the appointment. All right, so you've called all of them. You've set appointments to either A, follow up, that qualifies as an appointment. When should I follow up with you? A lot of them will say, I'm taking a break, I don't want to list during the holidays, whatever. You can set an appointment. When should I follow up with you? Cut that time frame in half. If they tell you to call on January 1st, call on December 1st. Then that's option A, an appointment to follow up. Option B is an actual listing appointment. You don't have to call it a listing appointment. You can say, let's get together so we can talk about possible game plans for you. That's your light closing if that's more comfortable for you. Or number three, you're going to decide it's not somebody you're going after. Number four, it's somebody you haven't been able to reach yet. They've hit voicemail. We have scripts for expired lead follow-up that you can find on the site. So, yes, do leave messages. I don't care what you've heard in the past. Do leave a powerful message, okay? All right, so hopefully you guys are up to speed with the first thing you're doing every day. Okay, Evie asks, how about if it's an REO? An expired REO is pretty interesting. In that case, I would look at the history, find out what I can find out about it. I'm going to actually go to that house and see if I can figure out who the asset manager is and call them and make sure they know that it expired. That's kind of a separate issue and a great question. Let's see. Lots of good mornings and hellos from you guys, which I appreciate. All right, so we talked about initial expired hunting. Now, you'll have certain numbers you can get on the phone. You're going to have a separate list from that same 20 expireds that we got today. You're going to have a separate list of ones that you want to door knock, okay? And let's say that 10 of them have no phone numbers. And at this point, if you've got 50 of them, then yes, you can cherry pick a little bit. And if you're going to do that, you're going to base it on the neighborhood. Is it a desirable neighborhood? Desirable price range? What's it look like in the MLS? I like to cherry pick. Easy expireds to get are ones where obviously the previous listing agent made no effort. You guys know what I'm talking about. You look it up in the MLS, maybe there's no picture. Some of your MLSs require pictures now, but maybe there's no picture, there's a crappy description or no description. If it says on the bus line, that's not a description. Why would I ever show that? Okay. You know, the pictures were taken with somebody's, 1998 era cell phone. It's terrible. Those are super easy to get. Okay. If you guys have questions, send them over the webinar, and we're going to jump into the script here in just a second. Okay, so you're going to call first, and then you're going to door knock second. Every day, you need to be door knocking a minimum, bare minimum, of 5 expireds per day. Those can be new ones. They can be old ones. If they're 30, 60, 90, 180 days old, and they have not relisted or sold, those are fair game. Okay? So you've really got two lists that you're working off of, the fresh ones and the older ones. And then from there, you're further splitting it up into phone call and door knock. So this requires that you keep yourself ultra organized. You also need to have an expired lead follow-up notebook. I used to just keep a spiral notebook and one page per listing that I was after. It would say 123 Elm Street, expired on this date, and then anything I know about it. Has been listed 3 times, have a phone number, keep hitting voicemail. If I hit voicemail, I'm going to write down what time of day. I kept on hitting voicemail, called them at 10 a.m. today, didn't get them. Call them 10 a.m. tomorrow, didn't get them. Well, they're probably at work. I need to call them at 4 p.m., at 7 p.m., at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Maybe I'll pop by on a Sunday afternoon, and I'm keeping that running list. So, yes, there's an element of organization here. But you guys are smart, and you can handle it. Okay, so expired script. I'm going to go through this with commentary, and then I'm going to go through it straight. All of you have a copy of the scripts. In this class, that is typically how I present scripts. Many of you have been in this class forever, so you already know. So sorry, you have to suffer through me talking to our new students. Again, when I'm doing the script, first time I present it to you, I'm telling you why you're saying what you're saying. So you can jot down next to your script what the method to the madness is. I have found if you know why you're saying something, you're more likely to say it. Excuse me. And some of you guys are pretty analytical, pretty education-based, so I'm speaking mostly to you guys. And then I'm also talking to the drivers who sometimes skip steps because they don't understand what the step is. So this is really for all of you. First time through, why are you saying what you're saying? Second time through, I'm doing it as pure as possible. And your job is to make the script your own. Now, by that I mean stick to the theme, okay, which is with expireds. You have a theme of create doubt. Gosh, what happened? Why do you think the house didn't sell? Okay, then create hope. What would happen if we could still accomplish the goal? Create doubt, then create hope. Make sense, guys? Again, you can send me questions over the webinar when you're ready. Okay, so on to our script. Keeping that in mind, create doubt, create hope, and then close. Okay, here's your expired script. Hi, I'm looking for Bob. Hi, Bob. This is Julie Harris. I sell real estate with ABC Realty here in your town, USA. I saw your home came off the market today. Were you aware of that? Okay, stop there. Don't say, I noticed your home expired today. They don't know what that means. They're not realtors. I saw your home came off the market today, or you can say, I noticed your home is no longer being marketed. Either one of those is fine. I just have a quick question for you. How soon do you want to get the home back on the market? Okay. Interesting. Now, they might come out with some resistance here. You're the 95th person that's called me. That probably won't happen because most of you think that everyone's prospecting expired, but they're not. But if it does, you can say, gosh, I bet you are getting a lot of calls. You must be really frustrated right now. Okay. So what? Just agree with them and move on in the script. You don't have to have a meltdown. Okay. Let me ask you this. If I could sell your home in the next 60 to 90 days, would that work out for you? Great. I see. And let me ask you, I'm just curious, when you first put your home on the market, where were you going to move to, assuming it had sold? Well, we were going to do this or that or whatever. Repeat and affirm what they say. Write it down. Take notes. Okay, great. And you're aware that homes are selling every day, right? I mean, why do you think that your home didn't sell? And then shut up and listen. I don't care if it takes them a half an hour to explain it. Why do you think your home didn't sell? They are telling you how to close them. They're telling you what they do want you to do. I once asked that question. Okay, and again, I told you at the top of the call, I have 9 million stories about expireds. Okay, never coach you to do anything that I haven't done myself. I once asked the expired. I remember almost the exact address. I can picture the two-story, cute little first-time buyer house on East Jeffrey in Columbus, Ohio, where our first house was. It's about in the 200 block, white with blue shutters. I mean, I remember it plain as day. This is probably 18 years ago, right? Okay, why do you think the home didn't sell? You know what they said? Oh, it's not my realtor's fault. He didn't have his license for the past 90 days. What? Okay, so just shut up and listen. You'll hear all kinds of weird stuff. Okay, so you don't have to make a lot of commentary about it. Just take notes. Your job is not to overcome whatever it is on the spot. Your job is to make it to the end of the script and close with the appointment. Okay? So your next question, what process did you use to select your last agent? That tells you what their process was. Literally, you're just going to write it down. Oh, it was your best friend from church. Oh, it was your niece who just got her license. Oh, it was the neighborhood heavy hitter big marketing agent. Oh, it was the REO agent that doesn't really specialize in your kind of thing. Whatever it is, okay? It might have been them, right? Who knows? So what process did you use to select your last agent? Next question, have you chosen an agent to work with or will you be interviewing agents to find the best one? Okay, great. I would love the opportunity to be interviewed for the job of helping you move to blank by blank. Remember, they told you what their goal was. let's meet today at blank, or do you need to the end of the day to work within your schedule? Okay. Next, if you felt confident that your home would sell now or whatever time frame they told you is important to them, would you list it or relist it now? Great. All right. So then you can close with, most people think the reason their home didn't sell is because the agent or the time of year, when in fact it's probably marketing and price, and you may just need a new approach. Doesn't it make sense to know exactly why your home didn't sell? That way we can correct the situation and you can get back on your goal of moving to blank by blank. Doesn't that make sense? Great. So before you have me come over to solve the situation, tell me what else is important about your move to blank, okay? Ideally, how soon do you want to get this accomplished? Those types of questions. Now, if you make it to the end of the script and you still have not got an appointment and they're giving you resistance, you can ask them, how much time will you take before you'll be comfortable moving forward and getting it back on the market? How much time will you take, or how much time do you need? You can ask, what else has to happen before you'll be comfortable moving forward with getting it relisted? Okay, and then write it down and turn that into a close. Great, sounds like you're ready to get it back on the market around about December 1st. I can certainly appreciate that. Let's go ahead and set a tentative appointment to put together a game plan for you so that you can get it on the market on December 1st. What time is best for you, this evening at 6 p.m. or tomorrow at 4 p.m.? Note to self, guys, about setting appointments. When you have in mind what time you would like to meet with people and you give them those options, you no longer will be controlled by other people setting your schedule. This is a big issue for some of you, okay? So keep that in mind. If I say, what time can we get together? You're going to absolutely make it the most inconvenient time for me possible. It's going to be during my grandma's 99th birthday party, right in the afternoon, and I'll be the only time you can get together. Guaranteed, right? It's going to be the most inconvenient thing humanly possible. It's just sort of happenstance how that always occurs. Or if I close you by saying, what time is best for you? Tonight at 6 p.m. or tomorrow at 4 p.m., knowing that before I even called you, those are my next appointment slots, that's called time management. Okay, and if that doesn't work for them, have some other backup slots available. Actually control your own schedule. So that's just kind of a note to self, by the way, type of thing. So send me your questions. We've done the script with commentary. Then I'm going to just go straight through it here in a second. So as I'm doing that, I do kind of revert back to exactly what worked for me. It's okay if you personalize it a little bit for you, for your marketplace. What's not okay is to change the theme. So on every prospecting call, your job is to find out what is their motivation and what is their time frame. With an expired, your job is to create doubt. Gosh, what happened? Why do you think the home didn't sell? Create hope, if we could still accomplish that goal for you. Isn't that something that you'd want to sit down and create a game plan for? Great. What time is best for you, tonight at 6 or tomorrow at 4? Okay. So here's the script. Hi, I'm looking for Bob. Hi, Bob. This is Julie Harris with ABC Realty. Gosh, I noticed that your home's no longer being marketed. Were you aware of that? Wow, I understand. I just have a real quick question for you, Bob. How soon do you want to get the home back on the market? Do you still have to sell it? Great. Let me just ask you this. If I could get it sold for you in the next 60 to 90 days, would that work for you? I see. And no matter what they say here, guys, you're going to keep on asking. Let me just ask you this. When you first put it on the market, where were you planning on moving to had it sold? Great. Excuse me. And why do you think your home didn't sell? I see. Just listening, writing notes. What process did you use to select your past agent? Interesting. And have you already chosen the next agent to work with, or will you be interviewing agents to find the right one for the job of selling your house? Great. I'd love the opportunity to be interviewed for the job of helping you move to blank. Let's meet today at 6, or is tomorrow at 4 better for you? Okay. If you felt confident that your home would sell now, wouldn't you want to get it right back on the market? Great. Let's set an appointment to figure out a good game plan for you. Okay. Now, I kind of summarized the script. There's a lot for you to work with in there. And if you have to type out your own semi-personalized script, that's fine. We're giving you a guideline here. I am not going to coach you that you have to say this absolutely word for word every time, or you're not doing a good job. This is scripts are a guideline. All a script is a guided conversation. Now, that being said, you want to keep it question-based, and you want to try to avoid questions that they can say no to. Okay? So you notice a lot of our scripts say, wouldn't it just make sense if we could do this for you by this date that you'd want to get together? Okay? Wouldn't it just make sense? What would happen if we could still accomplish your goal? Okay? So think about what you're doing and create your scripts. Most of you are really smart about this stuff. Some of you are smart but overthink everything, so cut that out, okay? And if you'd like to run past me your personalized expired script, that's part of what I'm here for. We have free coaching calls for you when you request them. None of you abuse that, so I always tell you just ask for help when you need it. You can go to the live chat button. You can email me direct, whatever you need to do, okay? So Evie in Victorville, I expect you to be prospecting expireds every single day. Catan in Cerritos, same for you. I've talked to both of you personally. You absolutely need to do that. Marion in Ambler, Pennsylvania, I guarantee you, you've got tons of expireds where you live. Sharon, I know you've got expireds. Yours are a little bit more spread out, but I know you can go after them and list what your heart desires. Larry in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, definitely has expireds. So, you know, all of you guys need to be going after that. If you have questions, you're going to ask for help. We also have expired objection handlers. We have expired lead follow-up scripts, and I expect you to be downloading those and using them. Recognize that it is normal for it to take 3 to 8 lead follow-up calls and or visits before some of these expireds will list with you. That is normal. Be the one who follows up. Okay, don't be the impatient realtor that only lists people who say, yeah, bring your sign over, because you won't have very many listings if that's your criteria. Okay, so do the follow-up, do leave messages. And again, if you have any questions for me, I'm easy to reach via live chat, my email, you know, whatever it takes. We can schedule a free coaching call together. That's cool, too. Have a fantastic week, everyone. Happy expired hunting, and I'll talk to you soon.